New York, Brussels, and the Middle East have endured destruction from terror and violent attacks. The same can be said about our very own community in San Bernardino. Oftentimes, there's a struggle to return to normal life, but maybe with healing, they can and will return to living their lives without fear. That's what psychotherapist, president, and founder of the International Healing Institute in Los Angeles tackles in her series, Beyond the Trauma Vortex into the Healing Vortex. It's a healing process that deals with various PTSD symptoms, anxiety, and most importantly, trauma after a violent experience.
We can be very strong, very resilient. We can cope, we can adjust, we can digest. But then if things are coming at us, one after the other, after the other, after the other, we may not have enough time, and boom, we fall into what we call the trauma vortex.
The trauma vortex is something that Ross and her team try to fix through what they call the healing vortex, which is something all humans are capable of accessing. And the way we access it is through one of our main body systems.
We all have the same nervous system. Whether you're white or yellow or black or brown or whatever you want to be, whatever language you speak, the nervous system speaks the same language all over the world.
While San Bernardino suffered only a fraction of what other countries in the Middle East go through, Ross explains it's more important to know how similar these experiences can be, and that everyone might go through some kind of pain.
Once we connect through that, it's much easier to see the other person as another human being, despite their destructive action.
The process of starting the healing vortex in order to combat the trauma vortex is not always easy, but it is essential to keeping the body healthy and warding off different kinds of stress, tension, and anxiety that affects everyday life.
Denial does not work. If we fight against it, if we try to keep it away from us, it gains much more power over us. Then we have all kinds of different dysfunctions that happen in terms of this hiding from what we have to face.
Those dysfunctions could actually affect the body in respiratory problems, high blood pressure, and even cause digestive and stomach issues. While stress is expected to impact a person's health, it's also important to realize that residual stress can stay in the body and build up for decades.
Let's say you have a lump in the throat, or constriction in the chest, or tension in the neck, then you just choose one of them and you focus on it. And this is where the miracle is, the self-regulatory mechanisms that we have. Once we focus on one constricted sensation, it will move through our system and go into expansion just by pure mindfulness. And there's something called the discharge process.
Coping mechanisms aren't just for the Middle East, but can be used universally and within our own neighborhoods. Things like police brutality, gang violence, the Mexican-American border, PTSD in veterans, and even the December 2nd terror attack could result in multiple instances of trauma.
We all have our weakness moments. Anything can happen to anybody. But the healing vortex can become contagious too when enough people rub against it and develop it and work with it and believe in it. That's the biggest hope that we have as humanity today, is that we know that something good is emerging and is happening despite all the bad.
That's Gina Ross, psychotherapist and president of the International Trauma Institute in Los Angeles. More information is available at traumainstitute.org. Natalia Estrada, KVCR News.